Petey DeVere, and I play Bert.
Ethan Hack, and I play Bert.
Teresa Cooper, I play Miss Brill.
Joseph McLeod, and I play George Banks.
Emily Tyner, and I play Mary Poppins.
So, who's got the best accent?
Hello, Mary. Hello, kids.
Not me.
I say, I'm a great banker in England.
I've never seen Mary Poppins.
Thank you for not making me feel like the only person in the world who hasn't seen it. What do you think of the story?
Well, for the junior version, well, there's this man who neglects his children and doesn't love them at all and decides that money is way more important than family. But through the change of Mary Poppins affecting his life and, well, George, why don't you tell us what happened?
Well, you kind of summed it up there for me, bud, but that's more or less what happens, yeah.
Mary Poppins changes his life. Well, he changes his children, and his children interact with him, and they really change the way he thinks, the way he does things. They have a really big impact on him, and when they do that, it affects the story to where he becomes a more caring, kind person. He understands his children more, and he really takes it to heart.
One thing that I did know about this show is that the part of Mary Poppins obviously is... it's a fun but demanding part, would you say?
I definitely agree with the demanding part, but it's fun. It is really fun. It is a big part to live up to, I guess, watching the movie with Julie Andrews. It's kind of like, okay, I can't be Julie Andrews, but I'll take my version on it.
Yeah, do my best. No, I really do think it's coming together really well. Like, it started out kind of rough, but now we're like, getting in gear and like really getting down to the bottom of it.
A lot of times the movie comes after the play becomes famous. In this case, it's the exact opposite. I think that what you have to do is get the kids to realize that there are advantages to the stage play and there are kind of different ways in which you can play it. You get to do like fun effects with, you know, your lighting and, you know, you don't have a camera to like swing around, so you have to do different things with lighting, and you know, we don't have flying children with cables and that type of stuff, but we have figured out ways to actually have Mary fly off into the, like, over the rooftops. So I mean, we're pretty proud of that, because that takes a lot of creativity to like figure out how you're going to get around that stuff. It's like when we were trying to figure out how were we going to make Mary fly, for example, I mean, I gave that a lot of thought. Because my first order of business is it safe? Like, is the kid going to be safe in this situation? And we don't have $10,000 for a rigging crew, so we figure other ways to do it. And the other thing is that you can't beat live theater. And some of these songs are just beautiful, and these kids are doing a great job on them. The vocal talent of this group is pretty great. And there's a lot of emotion in this script. And I think that when people are right here, you know, just a few yards from the stage and can, you know, kind of feel that emotion in the quaver of these children's voices and in the lines. And a lot of times, you know, we go to theater and we see ourselves in a lot of these like situations. And that you can get from a movie, but it's a lot easier to get it from a play when you're live.